This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. Throughout history, artistic movements have been defined primarily by men. Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, though, is shining a light on rigorous but sometimes lesser-noticed works created by women. WBUR's Chris De La Guerra reports.
The latest exhibition at the MFA is revolutionary because of what it lacks. Men. It's called Women Take the Floor. Senior curator Noni Gadsden says it coincides with the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment.
We are taking the impetus from women's suffrage, but exploding it to a more modern-day version of feminism, which is all about inclusion, all about bringing in different voices to the table, and all about community.
To do so, Gadsden led a team of curators to trace the trajectory of art through the 20th century in the Americas. She admits the task was daunting. The MFA found that less than 10% of all of its acquisitions from the last decade were made by women-identifying artists.
I was terrified of this exhibition when I took it over last December. I just felt, how are we going to represent all women in one show, working primarily from our collection?
The museum is grappling with its past as it celebrates its 150th anniversary. It's acknowledged an inconsistent history in supporting women artists. The exhibition's curators call this a takeover, a way to challenge the dominant narrative, which has historically only recognized white male artists. With about 200 pieces, it fills the entire third floor of the Art of the Americas wing. On this day, workers hang canvases and stand on lifts to secure lettering on the walls. There are paintings by Georgia O'Keeffe, a bust by African-American sculptor Meta Warrick Fuller to commemorate the abolition of slavery, and landscapes with mountains that resemble female torsos. In another room are massive woven sculptures. Furniture by the design team Ray and Charles Eames is on full display, but this time it emphasizes Ray's contributions to the husband-wife partnership. Perspectives like these are the point of the exhibition, Gadsden says.
The MFA has its broader mission of inclusion, diversity, equity, and access, and bringing out the stories of artists and cultures that have had less opportunity on our walls, less opportunity for the recognition that they so deserve, is part of that.
In the center gallery, a poem plays on repeat every 5 minutes. It's the words of Boston poet laureate Portia Oleiwola. Her voice echoes as she recites the piece the museum commissioned titled, What is the Suffrage Movement to a Black Woman? An anthem.
Give me the pen, and Eve devours all the apples. Pass me the torch, and the laws burn to the ground. Hand me the brush, and I reimagine the gavel, the switch. I unsign the declaration.
Her words are a kind of gateway to the core gallery called Women Depicting Women, her vision, her voice. It draws attention to the power of the female gaze, that of the artist, the subject, and the viewers. We see Frida Kahlo's Dos Mujeres. Next to it, a photograph Andrea Bowers created of a trans woman of color in a long gown. She's portrayed as an angel. Here's Noni Gadsden.
For me, I think the awe-inspiring concept that we can do this so beautifully with primarily our own collection and with women artists is jaw-dropping. It also makes me very sad that we hadn't done it before.
Her hope is that the exhibition's visitors will now get a chance to discover these artists in their own right. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.